You're listening to the River East Church Podcast, a Jesus community for the world.
During Lent, we've been walking the crossroad with Jesus. In the Gospel of Luke, it's a long journey. 10 out of 24 chapters describe Jesus' journey to Jerusalem. A journey filled with conversation around tables, curing of people, controversy, and a consistent reminder that when they arrive in Jerusalem, Jesus will be tortured and killed, and on the third day, he will rise again. And today we're at the pivot point, that turning point between journey and destination. Today, in the gospel that Marilyn just recited, we accompany Jesus as he arrives in Jerusalem, as he arrives at his destination. His context feels a little bit like ours today. Jesus is entering a context where the government of the day flaunts power and depends on violence to persuade cooperation. Jesus is entering a context where some in the religious system have sold out in order to stay in the good books of those in authority. Jesus is entering a context where when he looks around, he weeps because of what he sees and what he foresees. Jesus predicts that the choices of the nation will dismantle their structures and unravel their future. He says, if only you knew the things that make for peace. And for us too, at this moment, when erratic leaders are flaunting their powers, when fear and uncertainty are palpable, when we look around and we weep because we see and foresee the pain of many, many that will still come. Jesus is also saying to us today, if only you knew the things that make for peace. On Palm Sunday at River East, it is our tradition to enter this story with Jesus and to do so by practicing the things that lead to peace. Jesus says, if only you knew the things that make for peace. And what are those? A posture of radical humility, an act of tangible love, and right in the very middle of chaos, a renewed dependence on God. I invite you to read with me the story from John 13, and please read the bold print. After washing their feet, Jesus said to them, do you know what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you speak correctly because I am. If I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you too must wash each other's feet. I assure you, servants aren't greater than their master, nor are those who are sent greater than the one who sent them.
Since you know these things, you will be happy if you do them.
Today, we have the opportunity to imitate Jesus and follow his direct instructions. And so after the Lord's Supper, you are invited to participate in foot washing. There are two communion stations today, one here at the front, kind of feels like an airline. Look for the closest door. So there's one here at the front and one at the back. After the Lord's Supper, I'm inviting us to wash each other's feet just as Jesus instructed. And for many of us, washing someone else's feet or having someone else wash our feet can make us distinctly uncomfortable. That's normal. And I think it's part of what happens when we do the things that make for peace. Doing things that make for peace usually make us uncomfortable. So this morning we've worked really hard to keep the flow smooth and as much as possible diminish confusion that just increases tension. And hopefully this will permit you to follow Jesus' instructions and example. And as you do, listen for the whisper of Jesus in your spirit, reminding you of the things that you can do that lead to peace.
Thanks for listening to the River East Church podcast, the Jesus Community for the World. We are an Anabaptist church pursuing wisdom, prophecy, and compassion here in Winnipeg, Manitoba. If you'd like to learn more about us, you can find us online at rivereastchurch.ca. We hope you join us for next time, and until then, may grace and peace be with you.